This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden announced Thursday the United States will donate 75% of its unused COVID-19 vaccines to the UN-backed COVAX Global Vaccine Sharing Program as more Americans have been vaccinated and global inequities have become more glaring. The White House unveiled the allocation for sharing a first 25 million doses with the world, part of its plan to share 80 million globally by the end of the month. At a news conference, White House Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients said the United States is committed to helping other nations as more Americans get vaccinated.
As the days get brighter and brighter at home, we're focused on driving progress to help the pandemic, help end the pandemic around the globe. It's both the right thing to do and an important step in protecting Americans by helping to stamp out the virus.
The president said in a statement, as long as the pandemic is raging anywhere in the world, the American people will still be vulnerable. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents have pushed for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule, racing to head off what's expected to be a frantic push by the premier and his allies to derail a newly announced coalition. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The new phase of political warfare began just hours after opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner declared they had reached a deal to link a majority of the Knesset and form a new government. The announcement triggered a complex process likely to stretch over the next week, giving Netanyahu time to pressure coalition members ideologically aligned with him to quit the group. Now the question is whether the coalition of 61 votes would hold together through a vote of 120-member Knesset, and who would preside over that vote.